This is KCUR. Can a one-time cash infusion revitalize the urban core? That's a theory Kansas City tested 5 years ago when it decided to invest its stimulus money in the Green Impact Zone. Roughly 3,000 households in this 150-block area east of Troost Avenue got new electrical meters, new community centers, and new sidewalks. As part of our Beyond Our Borders series, KCUR's Ellie Moxley took a walk through the Troostwood neighborhood on the Green Impact Zone's southern edge. Wanda Taylor's little dog, Faith, steps gingerly across busted concrete outside her home just south of 51st and Tracy. The sidewalks in this part of Troostwood, where Taylor is Neighborhood Association president, are in rough shape. But if you walk north along Tracy, the sidewalks suddenly change. Freshly poured concrete, stamped GIZ 2012.
Now see how nice sidewalks, the difference that they make?
Most of Taylor's neighborhood is within the Green Impact Zone, which is bounded by 39th Street to the north and 51st Street to the south. But there are a few blocks, hers included, that just missed the cutoff.
So with the Green Impact Zone, as monies were made available, especially monies for sidewalks and new curbs, because I think that's the most visible thing, those sidewalks and curbs stopped at 51st Street.
5 years on, Kansas City, Missouri Congressman Emanuel Cleaver, whose support was instrumental to securing those funds, says it was money well spent. In addition to new sidewalks, there's new housing, new solar panels, new transit options, and a litany of other upgrades.
We pretty much put in place what we wanted.
And feedback, says Cleaver, has been pretty positive.
Those are the only negative comments we receive are from people who don't live in a Green Impact Zone.
Taylor gets it. After all, she says the Green Impact Zone had to cut off somewhere. And in her neighborhood, the impact has been mostly positive. Up the street, Troostwood is seeing a kind of renaissance.
We have a brand new homeowner occupant on Forest. The home sold for the asking price. It sold in one day, well over $100,000.
But Taylor is not sure Troostwood's southern edge, untouched by new sidewalks and Green Impact Zone dollars, can compete.
It's like, okay, so if you're going to buy a house, where are you going to get it? So it just enhances people who keep their properties because it's now suddenly not a hazard.
That's why Taylor is on a mission. She wants to find another funding source to get the rest of her neighborhood new sidewalks. And this is where the Green Impact Zone story gets interesting. It's easy to point to 11 miles of new sidewalks and say the money made a difference. But less tangible is the work Green Impact Zone staff did relating to community development. Alicia Cates worked in the zone's neighborhood office until it shut down earlier this year.
Just help the neighborhood association leadership be able to do more in terms of engaging their neighbors, putting together community events, applying for other grants.
And really, that's the thing about big projects such as the Green Impact Zone. They're all temporary investments. Once the money dries up, it's hard to sustain.
So they're gone, but I'm not gone. And I learned a lot about how the city operates, who to call for what.
Taylor says she's still in touch with the folks who ran the Green Impact Zone. They've moved on to other projects, but still let her know about grants that might get the rest of Troostwood those new sidewalks.
I'm going to be positive and say, when I find the money to do it.
It'll make the neighborhood she considers a hidden gem that much more appealing. Ellie Moxley, KCUR News.